Blog Talk Radio.
I'm
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. We are rejoicing, and we are glad. Today is my birthday, the 16th of October, 2022. The Lord has brought me in. I stayed up last night until after 12 and watched the night come into a new day, the day that the Lord has ordained me to be part of this day. You know, if he didn't choose to, I could have crossed over from this world into another world, into the kingdom of God. But he kept me here in this realm so that I could continue doing what he has called me to do. Hallelujah. And we pray that God allow us today to speak this word that we believe without a doubt that he has given to us for this day, my birthday. And I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about Jesus, the power of God. This is what I'm going to talk about today. The sovereign Lord is my protector and my provider. He's everything to me. He does everything for me. Everything that I can't do for myself, he does. And even the things that I do, He gave me the power to do them. I can't do them on my own power, on my own strength, but he gives me the power to be able to do them. And when you got to realize that, you got to understand that even when you're doing stuff, it's not your power, but it's the power of God that he gives to you, that he allow you to use while you are in this earth realm. So let's go into a prayer. Father, we thank you and praise you, O God. You are such an omnipotent God, a sovereign God, a mighty God, a holy God, a righteous God, one that extends grace and mercy where it does not deserve, Lord, but you give us anyway. Lord, we should have death. We should have confinement. We should have imprisonment, O God. But you, Lord, you release us from the darkness of this world, from the prison of this world, O God, from the pain of this world, and you give us healing, O God. You give us restoration. You give us deliverance. And Father, we thank you today. We praise you, O God, for another day. Another day and another year older. We ask, O God, that you speak to us and that you speak through us as we go into your word and search your word for the truth, O God, which is already in this word. O my Father, we pray today as we speak this word that someone will hear near or far. Lord, there's not many people on the line, on the church line now, right now, but God, we know that there's enough. Oh, Lord, we thank you for Brother Deacon Fraser for his faithfulness, even when he don't respond. We thank you for his faithfulness. We ask you to strengthen him. Oh, God, strengthen his mom, his dad, and all those that are connected to him, Lord. We ask you to help. Father, we pray that you bless. Hold on. You bless this word. In the name of Jesus, and let it come forth with power and authority. In the mighty name of Jesus, somebody's at the door. Hold on a minute. Let me see what's going on. Thank you, sir.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm good.
In the service, sir. Thank you so much, sir.
How are you?
Have a good day.
Have a good day.
Yes, sir.
We thank the Lord. We praise the Lord for somebody take this skin from. Pastor Washington. Thank God for that, for whatever it is. We praise the Lord. The Lord knows that it's got to be good. Oh, Father, we just bless you right now. We praise you, oh God. We are 73 years old today, and we are not ashamed of it because we don't look it. God is keeping us. God is protecting us. God is providing for us. God is shielding us, for he is our restorer. Here in this book of Isaiah chapter 7, we're going to hit you from verse 1, and we're going to come out the NLT, the New Living Translation. You know, it's only 25 verses, I think. And we're going to do all 25 verses. Then we're going to hit a couple other scriptures in Isaiah chapter 9, Jeremiah chapter 5, Matthew chapter 1, 2 Kings, and then we're going to be out of here. We're not going to keep you too long today unless the Holy Spirit says different. Here in this book of Isaiah chapter 7, we're talking about the sovereign Lord is my protector or your protector or our protector and provider. We got to know this. We got to know that even when we go to the job, that we have the job because God has given, he has allowed us to get the job. He has allowed us to be healthy, and he allowed us to be strong. Hallelujah, to keep the job. Hallelujah. He's the one that touched the boss man, the supervisor, the superintendent. He touched their hearts and gave us favor so that we can have that job. Do you hear me today? So we bless him, and we praise him. We glorify him. We honor him because it's nothing that we do on our own. He does it through us, and he does it for us. Hallelujah. So here in this book, this is a message that Ahaz, the king of Judah. He said, when Ahaz, son of Jotham and grandson of Uzziah, was king of Judah, King Rezin of Syria, and Pekah, son of Remaliah, the king of Israel, set out to attack Jerusalem. However, they were unable to carry out their plan. Hallelujah. Do you know there's people coming against us, against you, against me, against us? They're coming against Blog Talk Radio, Church in the Ear, International Prayer Line. They're coming against us because we are working for the Lord. We are on the Lord's payroll. The payment is not much, but the retirement plan is out of this world. There are people that are coming against us. They're talking on names. They're speaking ill of us, but they cannot hinder us. They cannot stop us because we have been ordained. We have been positioned. We have been purposed, and we have been assigned by the Most High God, by the Sovereign Lord. I want you to know this in your heart. Don't get mad because people don't like you or don't desire to be with you or with us. Understand it's not us that they're coming against. It's not you. It's not me. It is the sovereign Lord that's ruling in our lives. It's the sovereign Lord that has already empowered us to teach and preach and reach those that are lost in this earthly realm. Verse 2 says, the news had come to the royal court of Judah. Syria is allied with Israel against us. So the hearts of the king and his people tremble with fear, like trees shaking in a storm. No. There's going to be people coming against. They're going to ally with different nations against your nation, the nation that you're in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There's many people, many nations going against Africa right now. Because why? They want Africa, what Africa has. They want the gold. They want the silver. They want the diamonds. They want the copper. They want the zinc. Africa, they want the oil that Africa got. Africa has lots of stuff, but Africa always sells itself short. It sells out to the white man. It gives itself to the white man because the white man is a smooth talker. He is a smooth talker, and he takes everything from us, and we give him everything for the little bit of money that he gives to us. We give him everything, and then he makes all the big money. He can take care of all of his family, and we end up still struggling, but that's going to come to an end soon. God's going to correct all that stuff. God is tired of this taking and misusing and abusing his people. Now here, he says, verse 3 says, then the Lord said to Isaiah, to the prophet, take your son Shehab and go out to meet King Ahaz. You will find him at the end of the aqueduct that feeds water into the upper pool, near the road leading to the field where clothes is washed. Then tell him to stop worrying. Tell him he doesn't need to fear the fierce anger of those two burnt out embers, King Rezin of Syria and Pekah, son of Remaliah. He said, the Lord says to the prophet, go and talk to the king. The king these nations are like brothers and sisters, but they're coming against each other. You know, the spirit of jealousy, it doesn't have to be friends or associates. It could be family members, blood brothers, blood sisters. There will, this spirit of jealousy is so terrible that when it gets into you, that it will cause you to commit murder. I've seen and I've heard sons killing their mothers, daughters killing their fathers, and so on, and fathers and mothers killing their children because of this spirit. The spirit getting said, like, I can't stand them anymore. I'm jealous of how the way they act. And they take out their family. So you find that Israel and Judah, they're now coming against each other. Hallelujah. Jerusalem, they're all coming against each other. There's a disturbance in them. So God has to leave his throne in glory and come down and talk to the prophet, to his servant that's in the earth realm, and say, go talk to the king. The king is trembling. Ahab is trembling like trees. You know when the wind is blowing, how the trees shake back and forth, and the leaves, even now in the fall, the wind blow and the leaves, you can see the leaves falling like rain from off the trees. Well, he told to Isaiah chapter 7, he told him to tell King Ahaz not to be afraid. He called them embers, burn out wood. You know, sometimes you got a little ember, you start a fire and it burned down to a little ember. Ember's a little bit that left over this, and if you just put some dry stuff on it, it would catch up and start a fresh fire. But he called them burnt out ember. King Rezin of Syria and Pekah, son of Remaliah. Yes, the kings of Syria, Lord is talking, and Israel are plotting against him, saying, we will attack Judah and capture it for ourselves. Then we will install the son of Tabeel as Judah's king. See, they want to plant their own king. Sometimes even in the United States and in England, they do this kind of stuff. They plant their own prime minister regardless of what the people say. They plant their own king. They plant their own judge. Their own police superintendent. They do this stuff because there's a lot of crookedness in politics. Hallelujah. In high places, there's a lot of crookery. Do you hear what I'm saying? But God watches and sees all things. So he's talking to Isaiah. And Isaiah go and tell the king these things. But he says, we're talking today about the sovereign Lord is my protector and my keep and my provider. The sovereign Lord is my protector and my provider. Now he says to him, they're plotting against Judah. Syria has now become allied with Israel, with Jerusalem, and plot against Judah. They want to take it and install their own king. But this is what the sovereign Lord says. This invasion will never happen. It will never take place. For Syria is no stronger than its capital, Damascus. Excuse me. And Damascus is no stronger than its king, Rezin. As for Israel, within 65 years, it will be crushed and completely destroyed. Israel is no stronger than its capital, Samaria. And Samaria is no stronger than its king, Pekah, son of Remaliah. Unless your faith is firm, you cannot make a stand. You cannot make a stand. It cannot. He said, unless your faith is firm, I cannot make you stand firm. See, your faith has to be solid. Apostle Washington Bishop was talking about standing on the rock of Jesus. Your faith has to be secure on Jesus Christ, in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Your faith. He said later, verse 10, the Lord sent the messenger to King Ahaz. as the Lord your God for a sign of confirmation. It has made it as difficult as you want. He told him it has. Listen, the Lord can do anything he wants to do for us, but fail. He will never fail us. He will never leave us. He'll never forsake us. He told Ahaz to make it as difficult as you want to make it. To see if God can really deliver you. That's what he's saying. Make it as difficult. Sometimes we get on the hospital bed and you hear the doctors with all of this negative stuff. I talked about the lady in Louisiana. Her father with the bone showing just coming out of his calf. Flesh is rotting, stinking. And the doctors tell him, well, we're going to have to cut off your leg right below your knee. And he had ready already to give up. He didn't want to live with a one leg, a leg and a piece of leg. His countenance, his point dropped. And while we were praying, I tried to tell your dad that he had given up on life. He's not even given life a chance. God is still able. It doesn't matter even when you get a bad report and they're scientists. That's all the doctors are. They operate in a scientific realm. But God operates in a supernatural, sovereign realm. He's all-powerful, all-knowing, all-seeing God. He sits above all, and everything else is beneath him. There's nothing over him. Nothing can go wrong him. Nothing can go through him because he's sovereign. He told, said to the messenger, Isaiah, then the Lord sent this message to King Ahaz. Ask the Lord your God for a sign of confirmation. Lord, show me how you're going to do this thing. I just want to know. Show me how you're going to do this thing. You remember when Moses was at the on the rock standing facing the Jordan River, and the people want to go back to Egypt and die. And the water stole Moses because it said, Moses, you brought us out of Egypt. They come out of slavery, but to die over here before the Red Sea. Because the Red Sea before them and Pharaoh and the army behind them. But God is over them. And God spoke to Moses. Moses, what you got? Use what you have. Problem is with us is that when we're going through, we're facing something that we don't call on God. Call on God. Say, God, this is all I have. What do you want me to do? And God said, use what you got. Open your mouth and sound the alarm. Pastor said that yesterday. Open your mouth and sound the alarm. The word of your mouth is coming out of your heart. It's powerful. It's like a two-edged sword. Use it. Prayer. We're walking around mourning, complaining, murmuring. Yes, I don't know why this is happening to me. How long is this going to continue to happen? I don't know why the Lord. No, the Lord said, open your mouth with prayer. The devil is standing there waiting for us to complain. He's waiting. The more we complain, the more he squeezes us. The more he squeezes us in a corner that we can't move because we're not using the power. The weapons of your warfare are not counted, but mighty true God just putting down the strongholds. We got to use our weapon. He said to Isaiah, look, as the Lord your God, ask your Lord your God for a sign of confirmation. Isaiah talking to Ahaz. Ahaz, make it as difficult as you want. As high as heaven or as deep as the place of the dead. Even as deep as hell. That's what he's saying. As Gehenna. He says, but the king refused. He said, no. He said, I will not test the Lord like that. Then Isaiah said, listen well. You royal family of David, isn't it enough to exhaust human patience? Must you exhaust the patience of my God as well? A lot of times we are trying to put too much stuff, trying to put stuff on God. God is already able to do. He is able. The son of said, he is able. Doesn't matter what it looks like, I know he's able. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, if he don't deliver out the very first, we know he's able. King Nebuchadnezzar, we know he's able. Hallelujah. If you don't hear my body right now, here in this earth realm, I know he's able. Hallelujah. And when I get to heaven, I'm not going to need healing because there's not going to be any sick people in heaven. Hallelujah. Because I know this. So he went on and he said, all right then, the Lord himself will give you the sign. No. The virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. And we look over to Isaiah chapter 9, and you will see that scripture over there, Isaiah chapter 9 and 6. Glory to God. He says, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father of Eternity, Prince of Peace. It's right here. This is a sign. God is going to provide for us. He's providing for us. He has already delivered us. He got to know this, but we still wanted to see a sign. People say, why are you trembling? Why are you nervous? Can't you remember what God has done for you? How God has brought you out of the crack house, the whore house, the broken house, the house of lack? When you was living in the shelter, can't you remember how God took you from underneath the brick in the abandoned car? Can you remember all these things where you were shooting up the harem, where you were doing the methamphetamine and all this stuff, and God didn't let you die? Can you remember the times when you were in the street and you OD'd on crack cocaine, on heroin, on alcohol, or you smoked too much marijuana? Can you remember any of these things when the gang that you were in wanted to kill you and God did not allow you to die? Go back and look in your resume. Go back and look in that old face and look at some stuff. All we're doing is looking now, here and now. We in this microwave mindset. If God don't do it right now, we don't think God can do it. Because we don't remember what he's already done. If he did it before, he'll do it again. Trust him. That's what he says. This is so powerful. Woo! Jesus. So he says, as they're still talking to Ahaz, he says, by the time this child is old enough to choose what is right and reject what is wrong, he will be eating yogurt and honey. For before the child is that old, the lands of the two kings you fear so much will both be deserted. Hallelujah. God is talking to Isaiah to talk to the prophet, to the king. Tell him, just keep watching. Keep watching your enemies, the ones that are coming against you. Because by the time that the Savior is grown up to be a man, the very king that you're looking at, the ones, the very enemies that are coming against you will be no more. Hallelujah. Sometimes we worry about people and say, oh, they got so much, and I got so little. And you worry about them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Why they got so much, and I don't have enough. I can hardly put coffee on the table. I can't even purchase a dozen eggs. I can't even pay for the milk for my family. People are eating steak and prime rib and ribbon and fish and scallops and all that stuff. And what I got, a little piece of meat. Not enough for the whole family. You complaining, not trusting God that provided for you over all these years. Like he has changed. Hallelujah. I remember when my mama used to tell, she said, I tell you no lie. My mama used to take a little bit of flour and a little water and sugar. And she should make that stuff. She was a baker. Hallelujah. Mamas, old mamas, they could take nothing to make something out of it. Mama would take a little bit of flour, a little bit of sugar, water, and she would mix that stuff up, and she would put a little olive oil And she would put that stuff in the pan. And she would just fry that stuff. Will you call Rick today? I just had some this morning. Because I told my wife last night, I said, honey, all I need is I need to have some eggs. I need to have some scrambled eggs in the morning and some sausages and some pancakes. She said, oh, yeah, I got pancakes in the fridge. I said, that's what I want. And when I got up in there, she had my tea there for me, and she had my breakfast. I don't ask for a whole lot. And I told her, I said, you know, this is my birthday. I always did the dishes. I said, you need me to do the dishes too? God knows she just had her nails done the day before. She don't like to touch the water when you know, with dishes and that. So I said, don't worry about it. It's my birthday, but I'll do the dishes. Glory to God. I don't take much. We're looking at everybody and we're envious and jealous over them. And God said, I've given you more than enough. I supply all your needs. We are craving over stuff that we don't really need. Because guess what? As soon as we get it, 2 days after, we get frustrated. Bought a new car. In the first week, you every minute, the rain comes, get some bird doodle on it. You want to go outside there with a cup of water and a napkin. You wash, you spread the water in the sock of the doodle so it don't scratch the car, and you're wiping off the car. You want to go to the car wash every minute. 2 weeks, it doesn't seem to be the same car. It don't seem to be the same car. All your desires is gone. You was over the mountain top because you just got that brand new Lexus. 2 weeks. God said, I'm going to give you your desire. See, because your desire, you're going to have it first. I'm going to give you the desire you have. I just got a package here, and I know it comes from Bishop and Apostle. I know it comes from Bishop and Apostle. I know that. I just saw my name, Apostle Kelly. I know there's only certain people that call me like that. I said, no, they can't. I said, Lord, thank you. I don't know what it is. I know from the box because I'm getting this word again. But I know it's good. Whatever it is good. Because it comes from my brother and sister. But here in this text, I want you to see this. Don't let nobody cause you to get all frustrated about God. He's too awesome. He's too awesome. He's too mighty. Hallelujah. One that looks after us when we can't look after ourselves. Hallelujah. I remember Washington, D.C., going up on New York Avenue in Washington, D.C. That's one of the main drags in Washington. And going to cop some cocaine for a girl. Her name was Kim. Her father died. We always just smoked from the same table. But I finally took him out. And I was able to go to the funeral and look at him in the casket. God said, this is what I saved you from. People are dying all around you, but you're still alive. I have something to praise him for. I was on New York Avenue, and a young man shot at me from close range. I was telling the boy, John, I was telling John on the job on Wednesday or Thursday. And now I didn't even have a bulletproof vest. And not one shot went through me. Because God was saving me. While other people were being shot down and killed in the street, God was saving me. I got enough to praise him for. I don't need $1 million to praise God. All I need is breath. Breath, that's all you need to praise God. We can't say hallelujah, praise the Lord, thank you, Jesus. Peter said, can somebody say hallelujah? Why you got to get there preaching God's word and on fire for God, and you got to beg somebody to praise God? Man, shut your mouth. They preach the word of God. If they don't want to give him glory, every chance you get in your message, you say, Lord, I thank you. Oh, praise the Lord for that word. God, I just honor you right now. Every chance you get, you don't need that. They don't want to praise him. The one who is giving them breath. And when the alarm clock, and when the church bell, and when the computer alarm, or the cell phone alarm, or the watch alarm, it was the Holy Ghost. I stayed up last night, I said, Lord, I want to just stay up, and I started watching the show, and it said, no, and then I started running over the scriptures. And I went up, I looked at the clock, it was 12:08. I told my wife, I said, honey, we made it, baby. I said, baby, we made it. He brought us into the new year. Into a new year. I said, he brought us in. Hallelujah. And I was praising him. I was walking back and forth in the bathroom down the hall, and I was praising him. Hallelujah. Because somebody didn't make it through to 12 o'clock last night, after 12 last night. Many people didn't make it after 12 o'clock last night. We need to have a lot of money in our pocket to praise God. Money that we can't take from here with us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Here, let's get into scripture. Woo. Man, this prophet is so powerful. Isaiah, man, there's so much in Isaiah. Just go by and study it in your own time. Study the book of Isaiah. Just study the whole book. It just bless you. He says, he began to talk to Ahaz, and he says, then the Lord will bring things on you, your nation, and your family unlike anything since Israel brought away from Judah. He will bring the king of Assyria upon you. And that day the Lord will whistle. Listen, you know God can whistle. The Lord will whistle for the army of southern Egypt and for the army of Assyria. They will swarm around you like fleas and bees. Like flies and bees. Like flies and bees. They will swarm around you, forgive me. And they will come in vast hordes and settle in the fertile area and also in the desolate valley, caves and thorny places. In that day, the Lord will hire a razor from beyond the Euphrates River. The king of Assyria, and use it to shave off everything, your land, your crops, and your people. In that day, a farmer will be fortunate to have a cow and two sheep or goats left. Nevertheless, there will be enough milk for everyone because so few people will be left in the land. They will eat their fill of yogurt and honey. In that day, the lush vineyards, now worth 1,000 pieces of silver, will become patches of briar and thorns. Listen to God speaking. The very people that are trying to destroy us for the nation, for the gold, for the silver, for the materialistic things, they're going to be gone. Because God's going to cut them away, move them, sever them off away. We got to understand that God is our protector and he's our provider. God already said that a remnant going to be left. The remnant is the one that worship and praise him, bow down before him, that honor him with everything that they have, not just with mouth. Listen to what he says. He said the entire land will become a vast expanse of briar and thorns, a hunting ground overrun by wildlife. No one will go to the fertile hillside, where the gardens once grew, for briar and thorns will cover them. Cattle, sheep, and goats will graze there. The places that people are going now, let me tell you, the places that people are going right now for vacation, God said they're not going to go anymore. They go, they rent a camper, and they go to Alaska, and they go to different places of the United States, called the city, and they take the shotguns and they take the rifles and the handguns, and they go to shoot deer and all different wildlife. And they can camp out and they make a fire so they can roast the animal. And they have their wine and all this stuff they have with them. But God says it's going to become a place of thorns and thistles. They're not going, no longer going to go there. God is going to use a razor, like a razor, and cut everything apart. Remove stuff from its place. Go to Jeremiah chapter 5. Just a little bit more I'm going to give you all today because this is my birthday and I just want to really put a word out there today and just sit back and enjoy the Lord. Hallelujah. Jeremiah chapter 5, the NLT. Here, then we'll go to Matthew. We're using Amplify and the NLT. Then we'll go to Matthew chapter 1. We get them up fast and in a hurry. Here, In Jeremiah chapter 5, this prophet is talking. It's called, known as the weeping prophet, verse 3 to 5. He says, Lord, you are searching for honesty. Listen to that. This is what the Lord is looking for in the land, in the earth right now. Let's go to verse 1. The sins of Judah. Run up and down every street in Jerusalem, says the Lord. Look high and low. Search throughout the city. If you can find even one just and honest person, I will not destroy the city. Then he said the same thing. Abraham said to him with Sodom and Gomorrah about finding righteous people, down to 10 people, couldn't find 10 righteous. But even when they are on the oath, said, as surely as the Lord lives, they are still telling lies. How many lay people that are preaching and teaching the gospel, and they sound so prolific, they sound real, they sound convincing, but they're still telling lies. They're living a lifestyle that is contrary to God's instruction. Most preachers will tell you when they get together, most of these so-called bishops and apostles, they get together, prophets and prophets, and say, oh, let's just let our hair down and have a good time. Congregation can't see us. Let's just have a good time. I was with them in Las Vegas. I meet some of the big ones, the millionaires, and I was just a little old boy. Nobody. But God will take you places so you can see. And you can record in your mind. Better stop that. And you can record in your mind what God don't want you to become. Because God wants you to be honest, truthful to your brother and sister. Lord, you are searching for, he says, you are searching for honesty. You struck your people, but they paid no attention. You crushed them, but they refused to be corrected. We say all the time here on Love Talk Radio, without correction, there's no growth. And some folk will not come back and hear you or listen to you when you bring correction. They don't want to be part of what God is doing. Because why? They don't want to grow. They let the devil blind them with lies and tell them, you don't need to listen to her. You'll listen to him. He not a pastor. She not a pastor. He not a bishop. He not a deacon. You don't need to listen to them. Go somewhere where you can hear. No, devil tell them, go somewhere where somebody going to be in agreement with them. In agreement with their lies and their backsliding. He said, but they refuse to be corrected. They are determined with faces like stone. They have refused to repent. See, all we have to do is repent. That's all God. We say it every day in prayer salvation. All God, Acts 2:38, all God wants us to do is repent. Baptize, get baptized. Wash that stuff off of you. Let him, allow him to wash that filth off of us and make us clean again. We don't want to repent. We don't want to be baptized because guess what? It's very hard for us to give up. Difficult. We don't want to give up that sin, that lifestyle of sin, and begin to live a lifestyle of righteousness. Because guess what happens? When we give up the lifestyle of sin, we're giving up people. We're giving up people that we want to socialize with. Like the Jeffersons and the Joneses. We want to be hooked up and locked in with people, folk, instead of locked in with God. He said, then I said, but what can we expect from the poor? They are ignorant. They don't know the ways of the Lord. They don't understand God's law. Now, he's not talking about poor, financial poor. He's talking about spiritually poor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was watching some stuff last night on YouTube, and the man was in Texas, a reporter, and they were going around, a girl and a man, and they were going around asking the young people, why are you voting for so-and-so, and why are you not voting for so-and-so? And these young students, college students, were saying, "Well, I like this guy." And he said, "Well, why are you gonna vote for him?" She said, "Well, I'm gonna vote for him because he seems to be cool." And my friend says that he's all right. And the lady says to the girl, "Said, well, what do you understand about their intentions? What do you know about?" So I don't really know much about him. And then the girl says, and the guy says, many of them says, "I really don't know anything about politics. But I'm going to vote for so-and-so because, you know, my classmates say that they're cool." You voted for people to put them to run the country that you don't even know what their spiritual focus is, what their agenda is for the country. We got a bunch of kids that go to college that the parents are paying thousands upon thousands of dollars for them to go to college that don't have an idea about what's going on in the country. Don't have the single slightest idea what's going on in the country. And this is what he's talking about. They're spiritually bankrupt. Excuse me. They don't know the ways of the Lord. They don't understand God's law. So I will go and speak to their leaders. Surely they know the ways of the law, the Lord, and understand God's law. So we need to have godly leaders, not only in the church, but in the government. You see, because when you get godly leaders will become concerned for the people, for the needs of the people, instead of the needs of their four and no more, their family, and the circuit that they are in. We need godly leaders. Hallelujah. But the leaders too, listen, as one man has thrown off God's yoke and broken his chains. See, the leaders today that we are dealing with, both houses, Democrats and Republicans, Supreme Court justice, the police department, all these leaders have thrown themselves away from God. Majority of them have, not all of them completely, but the majority of them have cut themselves loose from God. They don't want to, because they're so much trying to please the people. Listen to me. They're trying to please the people that they displease God. Hear me today. This book of Jeremiah chapter 5. This powerful book. In your own time, you can study it, Amplify, NLT, or Logos Bible. There are three books that are so powerful, three versions of the Bible that will enlighten them. You. I'm not going to keep it too long. Just got to give you about two more scriptures, two or three more scriptures, and we're gone. And listen, he says, verse 6 says, "So now a lion from the forest will attack them, a wolf from the desert will pounce on them, a leopard will lurk near their tongues, tearing apart any who dare to venture out. For their rebellion is great, and their sins are many." Listen to me, people. The glory to God. I tell you, when you read and study this book, God is surely speaking to us. "How can I pardon you?" This is the Lord. "For even your children have turned from me. They have sworn by gods that are not gods at all. I fed my people until they were full, but they thanked me by committing adultery and laying up at the brothels," that's the whorehouses. You hear what God is saying? God knows everything. Apostle, bishop, deacon, God knows everything. There's nothing hidden from his eyes or his ears. He knows everything. He knows where we go, and he knows what we do. Listen to what he says. "They are well-fed, lusty stallions, each neighing for his neighbor's wife, each having a craving for his neighbor's wife or her neighbor's husband. Shall I not punish them for this, says the Lord? Shall I not avenge myself against such a nation? You look at all nations and see the stuff that's going on. Men are getting implants in their body to have breasts. I saw a man on YouTube. He had a little baby. And he's claiming that he was nursing the baby. Well, you know that's a satanic lie. But he got all this stuff, all these buzzes in the chest from the implants. And the baby's sucking on him. The devil is a liar. You're still a man. I don't care what changes they put upon you. Hallelujah. And this is why they're fighting us. Because they started for the truth and they're falling for the lie. That's why they're fighting the church. And it's going to get worse. That's why we got to stay prepared. And we got to fast it up, pray it up, and armor it up. We got to put on the full armor. Stay strong. Live holy. Because the only thing that's going to stop the darkness of the devil is holiness. When we're living holy, God's going to protect us. He's going to provide for us. The sovereign Lord. Listen to what he says. Go down the road of the vineyards and destroy the grapevines, leaving a scattered few alive. Strip the branches from the vines, for these people do not belong to the Lord. The people of Israel and Judah are full of treachery against me, says the Lord. The Lord knows the person who is his in the house of the Lord. He knows who is playing church. They got these big stadiums and they got this big gigantic house of worship. They got the best worship singers. But are they singing to Jehovah El Shaddai? Are they singing to Jehovah Nissi? Are they singing to Yahweh? Are they singing to Yeshua? Who are they singing to? Remember that Satan is the God of this world. And many of us are we praising God, but which God are they praising? Who God is they praising? And then all they're concerned about the check, Pastor. They're concerned about the check that they're going to get after they sing five songs. Remember I told you that the other day? After they sing three or five songs, that they go over and over and over, make a loan to take up the time. That's their reward. They're not saying to draw people to the kingdom, to exhort the Lord. He said, the people of Israel and Judah are full of treachery against me, says the Lord. They have lied about the Lord and said, he won't bother us, nor the disasters will come upon us. There will be no war or famine. Ain't we saying that right now in the United States? Even the people say, no, there ain't going to be no famine. There's not going to be no war. There's not going to be this. We got all this. We have all that. We can give away billions of dollars because we have more than enough. They're lying. They're printing money that they don't have. And they can't even balance the books. Listen to what he says. God's prophets are all windbags. Not us. We're not going to be any windbags. We're going to be the truth for God here in the earth. Otherwise, they're up there. They're making a lot of noise. But they're not accomplishing anything. He called them windbags who don't really speak for him. They don't speak for God. Let their predictions of disasters fall on themselves. Verse 14 says, therefore, this is what the Lord God of heaven's army says. Because the people are talking like this, my message will flame out of your mouth and burn the people like kindling wood. O Israel, I will bring a distant nation against you, says the Lord. It is a mighty nation, an ancient nation, a people whose language you do not know, whose speech you cannot understand. Their weapons are deadly. Their warriors are mighty. Oh, my God. They will devour the food of your harvest. They will devour your sons and daughters. They will devour your flock and herds. They will devour your grapes and figs. And they will destroy your fortified towns, which you take I so say. Yet even in those days, I will not blot you out completely, says the Lord. And when your people ask, why did the Lord or God do all this to us? You must reply, you rejected him and gave yourselves to foreign gods in your own land. Now you will serve foreigners in a land that is not your own. God began to warn the people. When we come back, we'll do a part two, but we'll come back and go to verse 20. Let's go to Matthew chapter 1. Just want to give you a little bit, and then we'll get over here. Matthew chapter 1 and the Amplified. And let's look at verse 22 and 23. And we're talking about this king, this son that will come. You remember, we said that in Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6. He's carrying the whole world on his shoulder. He said, and this took place that it might be fulfilled which the Lord has spoken through the prophet. Behold, a virgin shall become pregnant and give birth to a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which, when translated, means God with us. Isaiah chapter 7 and 14. Hallelujah. We have this son living now in us. He is in us. He's not on a tree. He's not in the grave. Hallelujah. He's in us. Let's go to 2 Kings. 2 Kings chapter 16. 2 Kings chapter 16. Hallelujah. Verse 7 and 8. King has sent messengers to King Tiglath-Pileser of Syria with this message. I am your servant and your vassal. Come up and rescue me from the attacking armies of Iran and Israel. Then he has took the silver and gold from the temple of the Lord and the palace treasury and set it as a payment to the Assyrian king. Now remember back in Isaiah chapter 7, the Lord sent Isaiah to talk to Ahaz and told him not to be afraid of these kings, that two kings that are coming against him. But now in this second Kings, he is saying, making a bribe for help. We don't need to bribe nobody. When God says he's going to help us, what we need to do is trust God. That's what we need to do. 2 Kings chapter 18, verse 13 to 16. These are all books you can really, we'll go down to 18. In the 14th year of King Hezekiah reign, King Sennacherib of Assyria came to attack the fortified towns of Judah and conquer them. King Hezekiah sent this message to the king of Assyria at Lachish. I have done wrong. I will pay whatever tribute money you demand if you will only withdraw. The king of Assyria then demanded a settlement of more than 11 tons of silver and 1 ton of gold. To gather this amount, King Hezekiah used all the silver stored in the temple of the Lord and in the palace treasury. Hezekiah even stripped the gold from the doors of the Lord's temple and from the doorposts he had overlaid with gold, and he gave it all to the Assyrian king. Nevertheless, the king of Assyria sent his commander-in-chief, his field commander, and his chief of staff from Lachish with a huge army to confront King Hezekiah in Jerusalem. The Assyrians took up a position beside the aqueduct, that's where the water comes in from one place to another and run through pipes to bring into the city. That feeds the water into the upper pool, near the road leading to the field where clothes is washed. That same scripture is in Isaiah chapter 7, same scripture. Their summer king has occurred, but the king sent these officials to meet with them. Eliakim, son of Hilkiah, the palace administrator, and Shebna, the court secretary, and Johanan, son of Asaph, the royal historian. The king was so afraid, Hezekiah, was so afraid of the Assyrian king that he couldn't even come out the house. See, when we start trusting God and we start depending on our own strength and merits, we become afraid. God is saying that he is our protector and our provider, and what we need to do is trust him in every situation. If it's for health, trust him. If it's for money, trust him. If it's for food, trust him. If it's for welfare, trust him. It doesn't matter what it is. We got to trust him. If my son is acting up and stuff is coming, I got my daughters, my grandsons, my granddaughters, my great-grandsons, great-granddaughters, I have to trust him for deliverance. I can't say, well, okay, Lord, I know you've done some things before, but this is a different time. This is a different season. Because this is all the people are saying. Well, God did such and such for 400 years ago, 430 years ago, how he delivered Israel. But he's not delivering people today. No, that's a lie from the pit of hell. And people would begin trying to fix things themselves. No, God said, I'm your protector and your provider. Trust me. This is what I want you to know. Don't be afraid of the enemy. Don't even look at him. He told Jeremiah and he told Isaiah, don't even look at their faces. He told Ezekiel the same thing. Don't look at their faces. Don't pray for them. But we become afraid and we start doing whatever the enemy say to do. God said, don't. Father, we thank you and praise you, O God, for this quick word today. We ask, O God, that you continue to help us to, O God, celebrate this day. And Father, we thank you for the gift that you allow my sister and brother to send for us today. We'll go inside the living room and open it with my wife, you see, and enjoy it, whatever it is. And we thank God for a bishop and apostles. They're always there for us. And we thank God for them. They're speaking and breaking bread of the Lord for us, his people. We are in dangerous times. I tell you, troubled times. And regardless of how people see, we got to hear what God is saying. God has shown us in the word that they were troubled back then, and they are troubled now, and they're going to be trouble, even more trouble. But we have to stay faithful. We got to stay on that rock of Jesus Christ that the pastor talked about. We got to stay flat-footed. We can't be tippy-toed or on the heel. We got to be flat-footed when we're standing in Christ, so that we know that when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard for us, and we're not going to blow back. We're not going to fall backward or fall forward or fall to the side, because we're standing flat-footed. You know, if you catch a person moving on the tippity toes and you hit them, you'll knock them out. But if they're flat-footed, you got to really hit hard, and still you can't move them. You can't move them because they're flat-footed, they're secure. And that's what happens when we are flat-footed in Christ Jesus. So we just thank God for you all coming on today to celebrate this birthday message. I hope that I said something or done something by the Spirit of God that encouraged you to really trust him, depend on him. And every time you know that you're going through or dealing with something, you can always say, the Lord is my protector and he's my provider. I lack nothing and I will lack nothing because God promised to provide all my needs. Hallelujah. And he'll protect me against every enemy that come against because he said so. He said so. That's the heritage of the saints. So God bless you. Bishop, if you can come in and do a prayer of salvation, we open the line. If anybody want to share a word, they can. If not, we are just closed out. Come on in.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Thank
God
you.
God be all the honor, glory, and praise. Yes. And a very, very happy birthday to you, sir. And may you live to see many,
thank
many
you
more
so much.
And enjoy yourself today. You and Mrs. Callender, you enjoy yourself. Enjoy your day. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Now, for anyone who has not received Jesus as their Lord and Savior, hallelujah, and for all who have backslidden, I'm urging you to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And if you've backslidden, I'm urging you please, please rededicate your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. For we none know when the Lord will require our souls. So we must be ready. Okay? Think about it. Think about all the world things that are going on right now, all kinds of storms, earthquakes, mudslides, everything's happening continuously. Fire. We learned of a 15-year-old kid playing football, and their team won. He threw 3 touchdowns or something, and somebody shot this kid to death, 15 years old. You know, right outside the stadium, I think it was. And after he 5 touchdowns he threw, and they were angry about it, so they just shot him to death, 15 years old. What a sad thing. What a sad thing. But I pray in the name of Jesus that he was saved. Hallelujah. I have hope that he was saved. Now, if you believe that Jesus died for our sins and iniquities, and that God sent his only begotten Son to save the world, not to condemn it. Okay? If you believe in your heart, say it with your mouth. The word of God says that faith is, it's near you. It's in your mouth. And you must speak it, because the enemy cannot read your thoughts. He can only inject things into your mind. But he can't read your thoughts. So you have to speak it. So that's why the scripture says it's in your mouth. So speak it. Jesus, I love you. I want you to be my Savior. And I know that the only way to heavenly reward is through you, Jesus Christ. I believe you are the Savior of the world, and that you have died for our sins, our iniquities, not your own. You took all the sins of the world on your shoulders. And you were sacrificed, the ultimate sacrifice to God for us. To save us. You have done it for each one of us or all of us, and you did it for all. All we have to do is say it and mean it and believe in our heart through faith and love that you died for our sins and iniquities. If you've made that short confession, you are now saved. Never been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ is to be baptized that way. As the apostles did it in the book of Acts, chapter 2, and verse 38 through 40. If you have a Bible, read it for yourself. And if your church does not baptize in that manner, then find somebody who will baptize you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the scripture says, Peter said unto them, repent, every one of you. And that's the key is repentance. Don't go back once you've made this confession. Don't go back to sinning the way you were sinning. Don't do it. Repent. Come from among them. Don't be with the evil people. Don't do the evil things. Your slate is clean now. Remember, you are a new creature in Christ, an ambassador to Christ. Invite people to your baptism. Find someone who will baptize you, as they do in the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 38, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, scripture says in the book of Acts, chapter 4, in verse 12, it says, there's no name under heaven given that mankind might be saved other than Jesus Christ. So be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you will be saved. Confession, and you cross over right now. You're saved. You have to believe in your heart. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord God Almighty. So congratulations to everyone who has returned to the Lord Jesus Christ, and for every one of you who have accepted him as your Savior today. God bless each and every one of you. And, well, we want you back here for next year for when the apostle has his next birthday. Hallelujah. We want you here to help him celebrate his next birthday. And if you don't have any comments about the service, at least say happy birthday to the apostle. Okay. Apostle, once again, happy birthday to you. God bless each and every one of you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
What did you say, Apostle Linda?
Eat some cake for us.
Apostle said, eat some cake for us.
Yeah. Yeah, she got some cake, and she bought some cake early this week and put in the freezer, so I'll wait until she get back here. She gone.
Oh.
Her mama. My mother-in-law sent me a check. She sent me a check early this week. I said, I told her, I said, well, my birthday is not this Sunday. She said, well, consider the early birthday present.
That's okay. That's all right. Praise the Lord. Okay.
Yeah, I thought that gift was your gift, but that was some dyes that I had bought some dyes from Harbor Freight to tread the pipe and stuff, but the machine, it went bad.
Uh-huh.
It would keep running all the time, so I just return it. And I order a new one from a better one for almost the same price, just about $8 more.
Oh, wow.
From eBay. So from eBay, it just came in the mail. And also,
got
to put those big pipes together, I just tried it electric dice. And the tripod probably going to come tomorrow. But we're thanking God and praising God for you guys. And we can't ask God for any more because the Bible says a friend sticks closer than a brother. You got a true friend.
Yes.
You have a much better. Some brothers can't get along. You
that's
know,
true.
You got
yes,
a true
that's
friend,
true.
You know.
Hallelujah.
You can't ask for anything more. And I thank God for you all, for your faithfulness to the kingdom. And
we thank God.
You know, we are in a time right now, Bishop. I tell you, we are in a time, Lord Jesus, know I'm telling the truth that. You need to have real people who's going to stand for the truth because they're twisting everything. Everything.
Turning
they're twisting everything. Everything around.
Mm.
And if you stressing the truth, they get mad for you, want to fight with you and stuff, you know. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So we are grateful. We are grateful for you guys. So line open. I hope you all can minister tomorrow. I hope you all can minister tomorrow.
Amen, Apostle.
Amen, Apostle.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank God for the word. Praise the Lord. Wonderful word this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, it's so beautiful, even when it's our birthday and we still can come and do the work of the Lord. You know, a lot of people wouldn't want to do anything but celebrate on their birthday, wouldn't want to do any kind of work on their birthday because it's my birthday. So everybody just going to serve me, and I'm just going to be happy, 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 enjoy, 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 enjoy. Of course, you're going to enjoy. But still, the work of the Lord comes first.
Hallelujah.
Amen, no matter what, because none of us would even have a birthday without him. Amen.
None of us could even
be born without God. Amen. So we give God all the praise, the honor, the glory. Hallelujah for this day. And we celebrating you over here. We celebrate you all the time. Amen. Not just when it's your birthday, but we celebrate you in our heart because you're truly our brother. Hallelujah. You truly are our brother. More so, I say it all the time, and I mean it, and it's the God in heaven's truth. You are really, truly a brother to us. Amen. You are our family. Hallelujah. And we just love you so much, and we love your family. Glory be to God. You're our family. And I'm so sorry we're not there to eat that cake, but just eat some for us. Amen. Some cake and some
ice cream.
Yeah, and when we get together, we're going to celebrate all of our. We're going to get a nice big cake. And when we go to see Millie, Apostle Millie, and we're in some crawfish bread, hopefully we can find a place where they have it there. If not, I'll bring it with me and put some hot ice on it. But anyway, we're going to have some crawfish bread, some fried chicken. We're going to have everything that we like when we go to celebrate.
Right.
And then we'll have
Hallelujah.
A detox later. But anyway, we
want
to have that ice cream. And we're going to have one big cake with all our names on it just to say we love. You know, it's just something to do to enjoy and celebrate each other.
Yeah.
So that's what I really want to do, have that big cake when we all come together with Apostle Millie. And, oh, she's going to be so happy to see us because she's going through so much. But praise the Lord. Thank God for this word. Once again, it's a word about repentance. It's a word about get yourself together and just be careful because this enemy is crazy. He's a maniac. He's truly a maniac, a lying, conniving maniac, deceiver.
Yes.
And so we have to be really careful because he can come in many different ways. And he's not coming with a pitchfork and pointed ears. Okay? You might see him like that, but in the natural, he looked like one of us. All right? Looking like one of us unless we can discern in the spirit and know who he is and know that that spirit is evil. My God, no matter
yes,
how depth
yes.
they are or how beautiful they look or how long the eyelashes is or whatever it is, you know, how long them or even the fingernails are all polished up or whatever. They're all polished looking like a beautiful, you know, when you get in a Cadillac or you get in a Mercedes, that car, those cars are top-of-the-line cars, and those cars just got everything, and it's just so beautiful. Hallelujah. And the inside of those cars, you got heated seats, and you got all that, you know. So you can't be fooled. Nobody can sell you a Mercedes if you know how a Mercedes is supposed to be. So the devil, you can't
That's
right. get sold on the devil when you know you when you have that spiritual discernment, because you know the Lord has put in us what to look for. Amen. That the spirit, hallelujah, our spirit, it will know. You look like one thing, but you something else. You're not for real. You're not the real thing. You are not
Jesus.
Of God. And I know you. And I know you might, that Cadillac might look like a Cadillac, but that ain't a Cadillac, because when I get in it, I'm going to know. It might look like a Cadillac on the outside. Hallelujah. It might look like a Jaguar, but it's not a Jaguar. You know, you're supposed to know. Know that you know. Glory be to God. No salesman can sell me something when I already know what it's supposed to look like, and it's not what it's cracked up to be. So
That's
we
right.
got to just be careful and have that spirit of discernment and all of that, and just make sure that we got it together in tune with Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit. We got to do that. And that's what these messages are saying to us. Don't be fooled by the devil. That's what this message is saying for me today. Don't be fooled by the devil, because he's full of foolery. He's full of it. He's full of it. God forgive
Jesus.
Me for that thought I just had, Lord. God forgive me.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. It wasn't good, Apostle. God forgive me. But ain't nothing good about that devil either. My God.
That's
my
right.
God. It's nothing. It's good that Jesus came and already
right.
Gave us the victory. That's what's good. That's what's wonderful.
That's right.
And he's given us the spirit where we can discern, hallelujah, and know when there's something evil or there's an evil entity around us, or, you know, or they're just faking. They're just faking. You're talking about Christians that are faking, and it's so disgusting. Oh, my Lord, it's disgusting. But I know there's others on the line that want to give you a happy birthday, and Bishop and I, we're gonna sing happy birthday after everybody comes on. I mean, pardon my voice. You know, I don't have the most beautiful voice.
It's only me, you and I. Me, you and I.
It's not a melodious voice like Bishop got. Huh?
Yeah, it's only you and
Bishop got a melodious
Bishop
voice.
and Deacon and myself.
Oh,
only
it's
you.
Just us. Praise the Lord. But you know
yes,
what?
Sir.
It's just us, and that's good. It's just us. We're family. Hallelujah. And that's
yeah.
what, that's good. That's all right with God. Hallelujah. If it was just one of
I'm
us, sorry, that's all
I'm
right with God.
Sorry.
Hallelujah.
I ain't missing nobody. I ain't missing nobody, Apostle.
Apostle, say you got a melodious voice.
Something like alfalfa swipe.
Yeah. That's right. I am not missing anybody, Apostle. You hear me, Apostle? I am not missing anybody. I am not missing anybody. God has here on this line today who he wanted to be here.
That's right. That's right.
And
it was the same
anybody.
Way. It was. I thought about you. I thought about Misha. I said, "Boy, Misha would have been on this line this morning."
Yeah.
You know,
that's
I
right.
know.
Her birthday was the 16th of January.
The 16th of January. Her birthday was in the same month as ours, and it's just I miss her so much. And I know she would be on this line. And I thought about when you ordained us, when you came here, we were all together. I said, oh, I just looked at that picture quite often. I go to that picture and just look at it. But we had such a wonderful time together every time. I mean, and she just, that Misha was always willing, always willing to come, always willing to do whatever was needed to be done, and not even needed. She would go out her way, go out her way to be good and to do the right thing by her people that she loved.
You know, Pastor, sometimes I felt like she was my big sister. You know?
She gets so mad with me.
You're not gonna do that. I got you, Apostle. I got you. You don't have to. You don't have to go nowhere. You don't have to call no death. I got you.
She was like gangsta Misha. She said, Misha, don't come over here. She said, I'll come over there. She said, Mother, you know. She called me Mama. She called Adrena Mother. She called me Mama. But sometimes she said, what, they acting up over there? She said, because you know I got you. She said, I'll come over there.
Yeah.
I said, no, Misha, please don't come. Please don't come over here.
Yeah.
She done came over here and dragged Darren down the steps. She would have dragged me up. That was Misha. And anywhere we went together, she had my back. She would walk, and she would make sure that she would walk behind me so she could watch. So she could watch what was going on. I'm telling you, that girl used to do that. And I just knew she would be on the line. So she was on my heart this morning. I know she'd be singing in her little hoarse voice. She would be singing. I could just hear her singing to you. So I'm not going to stay long on the line. I just want to say thank you. Happy birthday. Enjoy your birthday. And
thank
I know many,
so
many
much.
More blessings,
so
many,
much.
Many more years are coming your way. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And your future is truly tremendously blessed, amazingly blessed by the Lord, because you are a wonderful man of God and a wonderful friend. There are no words to describe this friendship that we have, you and I and Bishop. And I know we don't hear much from Nancy, but I know her heart. I know that she loves the people of God. You know, we don't hear much from her, but I hear her voice from time to time when she be talking to you or whatever, and I can hear her voice. And I know she has a wonderful heart for people, you know, and we thank God for you and your wonderful, beautiful wife, Nancy Callender. And you all enjoy each other today. Enjoy your day. It's a beautiful day, by the way. It's beautiful over there. I don't know about over there by you, but it's beautiful in the Lord.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Sun is nice today.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful.
Nice
and, you know, at your age and our age, God is preserving us. And you know, we don't look like what we've been through. We don't look like that. That's a testimony in itself. That's right. Amen. Glory to God.
When I get old, I want to look just like y'all.
He said when you get old, you want to look like
my butt. Okay, Brother Deacon, Brother Bishop.
All right. So Deacon is on the line, and I'm sure he want to say happy birthday. Yeah, it's just us. You know, that reminds me of that show I used to watch every week. I don't know if Nancy watched it. It's called Just Us. That was a beautiful family show. It got messed up a little bit. This is us. This is us. But it's just us. This is us. This is us. We have the Spirit of the Lord God Almighty, and we're full of the joy of the Lord, the strength of the Lord. We're full of the joy, the strength, the peace. So thank you Apostle, so much. And again, I say we're going to sing happy birthday to each other when we see each other again. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Whenever the Lord provides for us to do that. Amen. Glory to God. So
Amen.
You know that you can come in. Hallelujah. I texted you, so read your text messages, please. Read your text messages today.
Okay.
I just wish I was there with you all to celebrate, but we're there in the spirit. And say hello to your beautiful wife, Nancy, and tell her we love her, too.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like
Amen.
She's my sister. Amen. You're my brother.
Yes, yes.
All one in God. She's my sister. Amen. I love her. And so please say hello to her for me. And she can eat a piece of cake from me, too, because I like a lot of cake.
Amen. Thank you so much, Apostle. I see that text message. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, Deacon. All right, Deacon. Praise God for the word, Apostle.
The man got to get to his cake.
I'll take notes later, Apostle. I'll take notes later.
Yeah.
When I listen to this word again. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much.
Oh,
thank
I see the text. Okay, praise God.
Send it to it.
Let me see something. Sometimes I miss the arrow, Apostle. I resetted the message and don't hit the arrow.
Yeah.
I know. And I didn't hit the arrow. I said, oh, my God, he didn't get the topic.
And the arrow shoot me waiting. You're going to cut me or what, you know?
God is good to us. And I tell you, I'm so happy. I'm so happy with you.
Oh, you sound happy today. You sound so happy.
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah, he took me right into my birthday. I was up studying. I said, my wife was sleeping. I said, honey, we made it. We made it.
We made it.
I said, honey, we made it.
Isn't her birthday soon, though? Her birthday is right after yours or right before yours?
No, her birthday is in April. Her birthday is April 16th. Same day, 16th.
Yeah, she's the same month with my son and my two sons, Vincent and my son Dwayne. The two of them are in April, and I have grandchildren in April. Got a lot of April birthdays.
Yeah. Dwayne's daughter.
Yeah. He's April too. And yeah, so we're not going to tarry on the line. Deacon Frazier.
We got Tasha.
Deacon Tasha Frazier.
Get out that bathtub.
Where's Deacon?
In the bathtub, man.
Apostle Deacon.
Yeah, he had a lot.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, yeah, okay.
All right now. This is us, Deacon Frazier.
Come on out after this.
Amen.
He said, come on out, Lazarus. Get out the tub.
Yeah.
No, I ain't no tub. I'm sitting on the bed. That's what I'm doing. No.
He said, I'm sitting on the bed. See, he ain't in no shower. Shut up, y'all.
No, sure not. No.
Chillaxing.
He's chillaxing. No. You're chillaxing, Deacon.
He's getting ready for his birthday.
Oh, yeah, we got to get ready for Deacon. Yeah, Deacon. Won't be long. Two more weeks, huh?
I don't.
Deacon.
Okay, let's go.
25th.
Let's go. Come on, Deacon. Get in there, Deacon. Praise you.
15 more days.
We so happy over here. It's a possible birthday. We so happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, how giddy we are today because we're celebrating.
Yeah.
We acting real silly because we're happy.
Man.
Yeah.
Happy hands if you're happy. Hallelujah.
Don't worry.
Glory. God be the glory. God be glory. Yes, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Clap your hands if happiness is for you, if the joy of the Lord is for you. If the peace of the Lord is with you, clap your hands. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Let me shut up because I'm clowning too much.
You all right. You're not a problem. You're not a problem. No.
Well, thank God.
Not a problem. Not a problem. Not a problem. Whatever you speak, you can come and lift up the name of Jesus anytime.
All right, now.
Come on.
I know the devil mad. I know he mad. He needs to stay mad.
That's right.
I know he mad.
I know. He know him. I know him, man. He's trying to shut me up. But I refuse to be shut up. I refuse to shut my mouth. I refuse to shut up. I refuse to that. I refuse to shut my mouth. I refuse to be to get cut off, to be interrupted. Anything that you might have, you might know more than anybody. And that don't make you less than God, make you bigger than God. Because God is one of the business. And so don't you never put yourself, think you bigger than God now. No, don't never put yourself. Because the way you get yourself up, you're gonna bring you back down too. You bring you back down. A lot of them don't know they're going to bring you back down. They don't know that.
Put out.
Snoop foot be locked up.
Yeah, they don't know. They don't know. So anyway, else, happy birthday to you, all Apostle. Calendar, thank God for you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Deacon.
Hallelujah.
God continue to bless you. Keep your limb going stronger. Keep you going higher in the Lord. Going higher. Keep you going.
Hallelujah.
Keep you going stronger.
Yeah.
May God continue to keep you. Thank God for He going to do more work. You got work to do. You got a lot of work to do in the name of Jesus. A lot of work.
A lot of work.
And I was just sitting there thinking about my father, where I think about him. He's the same age as you. And I thank God for him. You know, I talked to him on yesterday, and he looked like he was out of the hospital. He was walking on a walker. He told me he was walking on a walker yesterday. And he doing much better. He over his daughter's house up in Richland, Mississippi. And I just thank God for father. Thank God for him. Thank God he's doing much better. Thank God that he want to tell y'all to thank him. Thank God for the prayers. Thank God for those prayers. And we just thank God that God is keeping him. And he's covered by the blood. He's covered by the blood.
In Jesus' name, yes.
In Jesus' name. I just told him, you are covered by the blood. See, that's something he needs to tell his testimony. God was good to him. The good law was good to him. One thing I know, one thing I will say this, I can say about you, you a man of God. And when you talk about correction, a lot of them don't want to take correction. A lot of them get mad when they don't want to get corrected. Because, see, it's in the word. It's in the word when you get corrected. Take your without correction, ain't no growth in correction. Huh? Without correction, ain't no growth without correction. And I can say this church line is all about Jesus. It's all about him. Had the Lord lead you, and he gonna continue to, because you his servant. So let the Lord continue to use you and keep you. God continue to cover you. And you keep you and continue to bless you and Miss Nancy Callender. I never met y'all before. I never met y'all. But I see you in the spirit like I never met the Washington. I never met them. Me and my mom were talking about coming to New Orleans. We were talking about coming to Louisiana. Me and my mother were talking about coming. We were talking about it. We was talking and we was she wanted to get her friend of her might get her daughter to bring. To come down there, come to Louisiana. Because even though I never had got a chance to come to Louisiana, but I just want to meet possibly as well too, because we all a Block Talk family, because we're helpers of one another. And the one thing about it, we don't try to put nobody down, we don't try to talk about nobody, put our mouth on nobody. We don't do that. No, I don't do that myself. I don't put my mouth on nobody. Because you just do it in the love. And then like the Bible said, Matthew, when two or three are gathered, God's in the midst. Huh? Ain't the one thing Matthew said? Ain't that what it say, huh? Ain't what St. Matthew say? When two or three are gathered, God is in the midst. That what St. Matthew said. So right there, you can pray the Lord right there. You can pray the Lord. You can pray the Lord right. You pray the Lord right now. We pray them right now. Who don't come? So I'm not. See, we are not worried about the crowd. I don't think we got to focus on Jesus. That's what we need to focus on, the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Because Jesus is there.
That's right.
Jesus is there. Huh? Jesus is there. Jesus is there. What you want to worry
right.
about somebody
right.
who don't come? Well, that's on them. They don't want to come. I'm not worried about it. You know, you do. So you can send them a text, and they don't feel like they don't want to come. Don't worry. Don't worry with them. Don't deal with it. Don't fool with them. You to go on to do, because if God is happy, God is pleased. He is pleased. He pleased every day. He pleased every day. Not one day, every day. God is pleased. The word of God will tell you for yourself. You begin in the word and read the word for yourself. The word is always going to stay, regardless who get mad. Regardless whoever who get mad, that's on them. But the word ain't going nowhere. The word gonna stay. We just gotta keep on. We gotta keep on doing the work because it's our assignment. We all got assignment work to do. That's our assignment. When we come, even everybody has assignments to do. Cause it's no excuse. That one thing I can say about y'all, I can say this. I can say about you, y'all. I can say about the Washington. I can say whoever want to come and preach. Preach the word of God. I have never heard y'all complain. Never heard y'all make excuses. Y'all come on. Whatever has been done, you come on, go do it. Come on. You come on, do it. You ain't preaching for the man of God. You preaching for Jesus. You preaching for the word of God. You preaching for Jesus. But I come to my line. I come onto my line and come and minister. Come and read the scripture. Come and pray. But the one thing I found out, I'm not gonna let you take my joy, let you steal my joy. That one thing about it.
Hallelujah.
You ain't gonna steal my joy. You ain't gonna steal my joy now.
That's right.
I ain't gonna let you do it now.
That's right.
I ain't gonna let you do it. Oh no, you ain't gonna steal my joy now. The word can't take away from it. No, they sure can't. They can't take away from it. Now you might can run all over me. No, you ain't gonna run all over me. I ain't gonna let you do it. Who feel like they want to leave? They feel like they want to leave, jump off. Well, hey, go on, jump yourself, go on. You know, that's the orange button. You can knock yourself off the line, go on, leave yourself off the line. Go on, hang up. Because we're going to pray. I'm going to pray the Lord. I'm going to pray the Lord. You might just laugh and have my back. I'm still going to pray the Lord. You might talk about me. You might talk. I'm still going to pray the Lord. I found that out in life. They going to talk. You know, a lot of them been talking for years. They've been talking for a long time. They're still going to talk. They're going to talk and talk. But we got to keep on praying the Lord. We got to keep on praying to Jesus.
Yes, sir.
We got to keep on praying the Lord. We got to keep on praising him until you said so. Where's my son? Where's my daughter? We got to keep praying the Lord. We got to keep on give God a praise. Who don't want to hear it? Who feel like they want to jump off and leave? The word gonna stay. Even I know it's the truth. The truth shall make you free. Cause that's what Book of St. John and Romans say. Both of them say the same thing. Do you believe it? Read it for yourself. Go find St. John. He'll tell you. Same way in Romans. He'll tell you too. Same thing. He'll tell you. It's not nobody's word. It's God's word. It's the word of God.
Yes.
It's the word of God talking.
Where
God tell us that? You know, a lot of them don't. They believe in a lot of lies. They believe that lie. They believe that white lie. They believe the half truth. They believe in that lie that they believe. But when it comes down to the truth, They don't want to hear the truth. They can't deal with the truth. They can't handle the truth. It's Jack Nicholson told. Jack Nicholson told Tom Cruise to fool your men. That he can't handle the truth. Y'all saw that movie, The Few Good Men. And we act like we don't want to hear the truth. We turn our back on the truth. We get mad at the truth. But the word gonna stay. Have you lacking or not? Have you get mad? Have you frowned up, get mad, walk out the door, walk out and leave? The word gonna stay. But one thing about foolishness, I said too, about foolishness. Foolishness got to go. I can't deal with foolishness. Really can't. Ain't no time for all this foolishness. All the foolishness crap got to go. Got to get on out of here. All this foolishness got to go. And that's right. They fool got to go. All the ignorant mess got to go. Junk got to go. But the word of God going to stay. Word of God going to stay. Do you believe, even when you ask someone to go, they gonna come calling you, ask you about minister again, about coming to minister, and you don't ask them, they'll turn you down a couple of times. See, you ought to do like, see, you did the right thing to tell them, no, they can't minister, cause they don't turn the minister down two times, they don't turn it down, a minister down, but minister on the line. All we do is make excuses. Too much excuses. See, one thing about God don't make no excuses. He don't make no excuses. No, he don't make no excuses. He don't make no excuses. But we do everything else. But we can't even come to do, we can't do nothing. We can't even do as what we told what to do. All we do is sit up and complaining all the time. What you complaining for? And like the songwriter said, if you're gonna worry, don't pray if you're gonna worry. But if you're gonna worry, don't pray if you're gonna worry. But if you're gonna worry, pray if you don't worry. To some of us, we complain too much, complaining. A lot of things what we don't have. But we always thank the Lord right now. We thank the Lord right now. Because I'm going to tell you something, God is doing wonderful things in your life. God will let you see 73 years old. God will let you see 73. Because he lets you see 73.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
He's keeping you. He's keeping you to see 73 years old. I have a father the same age as your age, same way. He's the same age as you. He's the same age. He was born in September. But you see what God done? God kept him. I know there was nothing but God. There was God.
Amen to that.
God will keep him.
Thank you, Lord.
Spirit of Mama, God is keeping my father. God is keeping him.
Hallelujah.
God is keeping him. He walking on a walker now. He walking on a walker. He over his daughter's
Hallelujah.
House.
Hallelujah. God is good.
He's good all the time. See, that's something to give God a praise. That's something to be give God a praise. It's something to praise the Lord. Give him all the honor. Glorify him. Give him all the honor. A lot of them want to do that. A lot of sit on the log of law. A lot of ones think they're so cute, sit on the log. Ain't no cute no more. And you can't sit on be cute no more. Yeah, when you was out there, yeah, you was in the whole house and doing everything else. Yeah, you do that too, you were out of the whole house. But you can't, there ain't no whole house no more. Because God delivered from it. He delivered you from anything. For anything what he bought you from. In anything that was he delivered you set free. There ain't no party no more. So he's gonna be partying and helping.
Yes, Lord, we're gonna be partying in heaven.
We have stopped it all this. So all we doing now we taking the church, now we taking it to a show.
Now we taking it.
Foot Club and all that. That's all we do. Y'all know I ain't lying. Band up, dancing all the way down, all on the floor and all that junk. What you dance all up on the floor for? And you in the house of God, you say you get your praise on all that old junk. That's what I always say. That's why you can't be sleeping on the word of God. You can't be sleeping on the word of God. Because if he sees that, you can't be go, you can't sleep on the word of God now. Cause the word of God gonna, cause the word of God gonna go forward. Whether you keep sleeping on or not, it's still gonna go forward. He's still gonna go forward if you keep sleeping on him, on his word. So he's not gonna tolerate it. God is a respectful person. And one thing about it, he don't cheat on us. He don't turn our back on us. He don't take advantage of us. He don't do that. But he's a respectful person. That's who he is. He's sweet like a honey. He's everything. That's what Proverbs say. And they say this in the state of the book of Songs. But we ain't no honey. No, we sure are not. We not no honey. God is, but we not. Who said not so? We gotta stop all this pointing the finger at one another. Don't you be surprised. Finger might be pointed. I might get finger pointed right back at me. But we don't know we got back at us. We don't know. They do it all the time. But we don't know how we look down. We can't look down on God's people. Because like the songwriter said, Jesus is bigger. He's bigger. Jesus is bigger. He's bigger than cancer. He's bigger than diabetes. He's bigger than prostate cancer. He's greater. He is greater. So we thank God for the glory. I thank God coming on this church line, even though I don't have a chance to say to make no comment, but I thank God I come to hear the word of God. But I thank God thank God for you. Thank God is doing wonderful work in your life to see 73 years old, see 73, live to be 73. And look what God's doing now. God is doing wonderful work. God is doing things. God is doing wonderful things in everyone's lives. Even one that come through the line, even one that come on this church line, and one that come. Even when you minister, even though that those that don't like you, they didn't like Jesus. So they didn't like Jesus. They hated on Jesus. Look, they spit at him. They nailed him on the cross. That's what they done. He died for our sins. And we still act like we mad at one another. See, so when I come on this church line, and one thing about it, ain't nobody trying to cut nobody off. But see, I'm the same way. I don't cut nobody off. I never cut nobody off. I don't interrupt nobody. I don't cut them off like some people do. I don't do it. But I'm not gonna let them run all over me. I'm gonna let them step all over me, get out of line with me. I'm gonna let them do it. I'm not gonna let them. beat me down. Now, they may beat me down once. I refuse to get beat down. But you got to see, I put my foot down. I step up and get rattled. I get rattled with it. I get ladder rattled. Sure do. I get rattled every Friday night. I don't play. I don't got time to play. I let my own play. I don't worry about who don't like me. Look, they say you a liar. You ain't the only one to lie up. Look, I'm loud too. You ain't the only one to lie up. You ain't the only one. So don't fake yourself. You ain't the only one to lie up. You're not the only one. But you'd stay with the Lord. You'd stay with Jesus. You stay with the Lord. Stay with the Lord. Stay with Jesus. Because he's doing greater things. Greater things are coming. Greater works are coming. Everyone's lives. Greater is coming. Greater is coming. When I first came to this church line, I didn't know no better. I didn't know when I first came here, came on this church line. But one thing about this church line, you don't hear to grow. You don't hear like hear me anymore. Not like you used to. You don't hear the call like you used to hear anymore. You used to hear him. But we got to go on and keep on preaching the word of God. We got to keep on preaching. So you're not preaching nobody to like you. I don't come online who don't like me. I don't go on my call who don't like me. I don't. When I come on my call, I come. But it ain't gonna be no trying to cut me off, cause I like they think I'm dumb. I let them know. I might look dumb, but I ain't dumb. They think I am. I let them know. Then the one thing about you, I let them know. Man, the one thing about it, you may have all the sugar daddy in your life, but don't let the sugar daddy fool you. Don't let that fool you. Don't let it fool you. Don't let that fool you. Don't let it fool you now. Don't let them fool you. So we got to watch who we mingle with. We got to watch it. Who we mingle. We got to watch that thing, but what we do, we got to watch it. Don't let anything. That's why we always got to talk to the Lord, talk to the Lord. We got to pray God. We got to keep praying the Lord. Keep praying the Lord until he says so. Cause he kept you. He kept you, Mom. He kept you. He kept your mother when you were. He kept you when you were sick. He kept you. He kept you when you were sick. He kept you. But I know it enough about God that's keeping you. No one to do it. God done it. God is doing greater things. He's doing wonderful things in your life. God is doing it. One of the things.
Thank you.
He's doing greater things. Doing wonderful. I get so happy when I come to church line. Now I might not say much, but I still be there. Press my way on, I be there. Most time I just be tied up, but I'm still there. I'm still on the church line, still there. still, that one thing about we don't, one thing about building this, building it, that animosity, bossing in our heart, mad at somebody, got that animosity.
Oh my God.
We all be loving on
you,
okay, all be loving on one another. Bro. We don't do that no more. You are what you need to be loving on Jesus. And what we need to be doing, love on the Word of God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And you think friend gonna love you, friend gonna love you? Well, how about loving on Jesus? That's your answer right there. Loving on Jesus. Why you loving on? You loving on your best, loving on your best friend, and you know your friend will let you down. Man would take you down, but God will never take us down. God will never leave us, and He won't never forsake us. We know that. All of us, we know that. We know it. We just ain't trying to know it. It's like I would hear the woman God always. She said it for years. And she said, sometimes when you know better, y'all do better, and that's the truth. We ain't nobody ought to do better. We ain't trying to do better. And that's the truth. We ain't nobody ought to do better. That's just wrong with us. When we know better, we ought to do better. We're not trying to do better. Because, see, we were trying to do better. We were trying to know how we're going to get close to Jesus. Go to the Lord. Because I always say, ain't no time to be shaking and faking with the Word of God. It's too much shaking and faking with the Word of Jesus. It's too much playing with the Word of God. Because we play too much. It's too much playing. Because God don't play. God don't play with us. Why would you want to play with Him? Huh? Why you want to keep playing and He don't play with us? But we go to these concerts. We think that look at celebrities, think that God. But if Jesus had a concert, how would you relate if He was there at a concert? Would you be falling out fighting on Him? I mean, they'd be falling out these big time celebrities like they think they're God. They'd be fighting on them. They'd be fighting on them on these big time celebrity. These big time celebrities. But we know they ain't God. But what we need to be, if Jesus was there, he'll be looking at us. He'll shake his head. Here's a celebrity we look at. We think every celebrity look at, we fight over, cry over, crying and screaming out, fall out, fight over these celebrities. They do it all the time. See, that's what I was saying. That's what gets me. I was just thinking, now what if Jesus was there? What if Jesus was at a concert? What if? Huh? Can you imagine? What if he was there at a concert? Would we do like we do these celebrities? But he don't leave, he ain't gonna turn our back on us. So the one thing we don't know, God always gonna still be the same. God still the same, God, He all time. You see, what a lot of them think they can have all their degrees, they can have all their degrees, PhDs and all that. But that don't make you less than the next person. That don't make you more higher, bigger than God. No, it don't. But what you better go get Jesus. You can have all the cars you get. You get all the cars, all the trucks you get, all the trucks you want. You can have all the trucks you want. It still ain't gonna be about you. You have all the girlfriends. You get girlfriend too. The baby mama drama and all that old junk. it still ain't about you. They're not gonna get it. They're not gonna get it. You may have all the sugar daddy too. It still ain't about it. But what you better go get Jesus. And what you better be getting, you get the law. Put God in the heart. And what you better be go get Jesus for yourself. Why you running with these baby daddies and these baby mama drama and all that old junk. That's what you need to be doing, looking up to Jesus. And then you wonder why. Then you wonder why your head hurting so much. Then that's what you wonder why. You wonder why you're in pain the way you are. You're in pain, so much pain the way you are. You wonder why you get so much cancer and diabetes and all that. Yes. But we need to be worried about Jesus. But we don't look on the outside. We don't look at it that way. We don't see it that way. We don't even look at it. They don't look at it that way. I just thank God for you. Thank the Lord for you. Thank the Lord to see. Thank God to keep you minimal years to come. To see another birthday. Every day, everybody's birthday. Every day is another birthday. It's Jesus. Celebrate Jesus. Like it was on a holiday. Every day is a holiday. But we just thank God. But we just bless God that you continue to see to see 73. He's going to continue to bless you many more. He's going to do more, many more things to come, years to come. Thank God that the love what you do in Christ, what you will do, God will handle the rest. And we got to go on and do the work of God. It's time to do the work. Do the work of the law. Because that's where he's keeping you. He keeps your limb, your body, give you all the strength. Cover with your cover by the blood. All is covered by the blood. All is covered by the blood. All is covered by the blood. Even though they turn us down, you still covered by the blood. Thank God. I thank God on today. Thank God for coming on today. Thank God I had opportunity to come and make a comment. Thank God I had opportunity to come. But I'm at home now. I'm at home laying on the bed right now. Thank God.
Thank you.
Thank God that, thank the Lord that I had opportunity to come. Come today. Thank God that one day it might not be Block Talk Radio. It might not be no International Conference Trial Line Ministry. You might not see no Bible. You might not have no Living Translation Bible. You might never have no King James Version Bible. You never have no NIV Bible. You might not have in no Bible. You got to know the word. You might not have no cell phone. It might not never be no .com. It might not never be no Twitter. Me might not never be no Facebook. Because everything going to be shutting down.
That's right.
Because we get... That's right. What else? On the internet, too. Yeah, internet, too. And yeah, internet, on social media. I don't get on social media. Social media, they're going to be shut down, too. Everything going to be shut down. Man, we talk about everything so much. Everything is shut down, restaurants and everything. The food going to taste bad. even the water. Ain't gonna taste the same no more. Even when the water that we bathe with, It's not gonna be the same. It's not gonna be what it used to be anymore. Cause that's gonna be shut down. You know, everybody talk about this COVID thing, this COVID-19. Everyone complaining. All we do sit up and complain about this COVID. By complaining, not coming to the house of God. Cause of COVID. No, it ain't cause of the COVID. No, it ain't caused by the COVID-19. And no, it wasn't. But what we gotta look at, we see everything's happening now. Stuff is happening. But we gotta do a serious praying. Do some serious praying on the word of God. We gotta do some, serious talk to the law. That's what we gotta be doing. We gotta keep on praying to the word of God. But I would say, God continue to bless you on your birthday. God continue to keep you in Christ. Keep you in love with your wife. Even though I never met each one. I never met y'all in Christ. Even though I see you in Christ, but I never met you. But I'd like to meet you someday. Even though I haven't met no one yet. But when I get a chance, well, I will get a chance. This time I'll come and visit. See you in person. See each one of you in person. Well, I say, bless God on us. Bless you on your birthday. God continue to bless you more. May you live to see many more years to come as you keep on living for the Lord, doing greater works in the name of Jesus. I thank God for the word. Thank God for what has been said. Thank God that this is, thank God I always come to this church line, because none of you ain't going to get it here. You ain't going to get it nowhere else. You come to this church line. So I thank the Lord for coming to this church line. And thank God for what he's doing. He's doing awesome work. So I bless God for each one of you. May God thank God for you. May God continue to bless you. Keep it on. In the name of Jesus. Because he will do more greater works are coming in your life. So bless God. Bless God for you. May God continue to bless you. And may he keep you in the name of Jesus. We pray. God bless you all, and I love you all in the name of Jesus. But remember, God loves you more than you ever know. God bless you all. And I thank you for coming. Thank God for coming. Give them a comment on today. God bless you all. And may God keep you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen. God bless you all.
Amen. Thank you so much, Brother Deacon. Thank you for being here with us today. We know you're always here. We thank God for you. And we pray God grace and mercy over your father and your mother, that he continue to heal your father, even as he's healing us. Come on in, Bishop, and close us out. Thank you. All right, Bishop, like he's going. So, Father, we thank you and praise you, O God, for this day. We thank you for the word that you have given us. Thank you for Brother Deacon Fraser, how he came in and elaborated and encouraged us to continue and extend a blessing over our lives, that we might live to see many more birthdays and celebrations with the men and women of God. We thank God for Apostle Washington, for the gift that she has sent, and Bishop, the gift that he has sent. Lord, we just ask, O God, as we leave this time, but never your presence, O God, that you continue to bless us in the city, bless us in the field, bless us when we come, and bless us when we go. We pray, O God, that you continue to make us the head and not the tail, that you set us above and not beneath, that you make us the lenders and not the borrowers, O God. We pray, Father God, that your awesome anointed hand rest upon the apostle, and hopefully they can bring the word on tomorrow. Lord, we just ask, O God, that all things go well for them and for their family, for their children and grandchildren. We bless for her daughter, their daughter in Texas, Lord God, that has the the leukemia, Lord, we know, God, that she don't have leukemia, but she have the Redeemer. And Father, we are claiming healing for her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, God. You are no respecter of person, God. What you've done for one, you're due for the other, Lord. God, and even as they don't know you like we know you, Lord, we know that no one can come to you except you draw them. So, Father, we ask you to draw her and her children, her family to you, Lord God. You draw them. Draw them by your spirit, for your word says, declares not by power, not by might, but by your spirit. Save the Lord. We ask you to draw her, Lord God. And God, let the healing that you manifest in her body be her testimony. Oh, God, that she know that the doctors couldn't do it, the scientists couldn't do it, not the medication, but only you could do it, Lord God. God,
yes,
I ask
Lord.
You to show up in her life, oh, God, and show out for her even right now, God. God, take away the pain, take away the anxiety, take away the worry. Father, let her begin to trust you, Lord, as she see more and more healing. Each day the healing gets stronger and stronger, Lord God. Oh, God, the pain get less and less, oh, God. Lord, we pray, God, that she begin to say, yes, there truly is a God who lives and moves. And because that you live and move, you have, we have our being. Oh, God, we thank you, Father God, that she has seen that there's a God who sits high and see low, a God that never forget the needy, never forget those that are in need, oh, God, Father. So we bless you today. We ask you, oh, God, to protect our governments. Oh, God, the President, the Vice President, the Congress, the Senators, oh, God, the Supreme Court Justice Department, the Police Department, the Fire Department, the Plumber, the Electrician, oh, God, the Housewife, oh, God, protect marriages, protect the teachers, oh, God, the doctors and lawyers and the nurses, the EMTs, Lord, protect the children in school. Lord, we ask you, oh, God, to reach out your hand over the earth realm, oh, God, and bring change. Don't allow the devil, don't allow Satan and his foes to rejoice over your handiwork. Don't let him rejoice that he is taking more. Oh, Father, we pray today that you just save, oh, God. You say renew and restore, like Apostle said yesterday. Renew, restore, oh, God, and revive, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we are careful.
Absolutely.
In Jesus' name, I believe this line to give you glory, honor, and praise. Until we meet the next time, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, We will stay vigilant as we study the word, as we meditate on the word to get stronger and, oh, God, wiser. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have a blessed day.
Amen.
And thank
Amen.
You all for the gifts. Thank you all for the word, the encouragement. Everything
Hallelujah.
That you get is a gift.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name we pray. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Amen. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. God bless. God bless.
God bless.
God bless you. Y'all believe it all. Amen.
Amen.